Hello, and welcome to the first episode of Am I the Rat?
In this podcast, we'll be discussing confessions from Huron students and discussing whether or not we think that the Huron student is in the wrong or not.
And we are your hosts. I'm Yan Chen.
I'm Kiki.
I'm Salem. Before we get started, we wanted to introduce ourselves a little bit more by talking about our current favorite shows.
I'm currently watching Arcane Season 2, and I love all the character designs and animations.
I'm currently watching a show called Mr. Plankton. I randomly saw it on Netflix and decided to start it, and it's actually been really good, so.
Currently, I'm watching Gilmore Girls, and I just want to say that Rory is not a bad character for people who might think that.
And that's the end of our intro, so let's hop into reading the confession. Our first confession comes from an anonymous Huron Junior. Am I the rat for firing my chemistry tutor? I, 16 female, was looking for a chemistry tutor because I've been really worried about an upcoming test, and I found one online for $25 an hour. He lives in El Paso, Texas, but the problem was when I scheduled a meeting with him, he said he kept postponing it, and every time he would say, give me an hour, or I'm coming back, sorry, there's a lot of traffic. And then when he said, if you're ready to start now, he would only email me from the Zoom link 30 minutes later, so I was getting really fed up. Finally, our lesson happened like 3 days after it was supposed to happen, yesterday at 6 p.m., and I showed this guy my work. He's actually dumb and has no idea what he's talking about, and he didn't understand my teacher's work and was very confused, so I interrupted him in the middle of his session and said that I don't find this helpful and I'm going to have to leave. And then he got kind of mad at me and said, fine, then don't pay me, and end of the call. So, am I the rat?
Okay, well, that was a very interesting confessional. For me personally, I've never actually taken AP Chem, but I know Kiki and Yunchen have. So what are your opinions on, like, the class? And, like, do you think that a tutor is needed for it?
So AP Chem was not a joke. And I was seriously struggling. And I had to find a tutor, too. Except, like, my parents already knew the guy. But I don't think video calling a person from Texas would be really helpful.
Yeah, maybe you should try to find a more reliable tutor. I mean, I also know a lot of students who, like, just go to Mr. Collins' office hours. Did you have a chemistry tutor, Kiki?
Yeah, I actually did have a tutor because my stand partner in orchestra at the time, she was taking AP Chem at the same time as me, and then she was telling me about her tutor one day. So I was like, oh, like, can you give me your contact information so I can try her out and see how I like her? And then I did, and it turned out she was a really amazing tutor. She was, like, really smart. First of all, she majored in chemistry in college. And then she also was, like, really devoted to her students. So it actually really helped me. But I think that that's more the route to go rather than finding someone online who lives in Texas.
So for this student, we suggest that you try to find a teacher that is not online and from Texas, and maybe try to find someone local who is a little bit more knowledgeable about chemistry. There's a lot of also students at Huron who've taken AP Chem in the past, and they might be able to help you with the material better than a teacher could, since they know specifically what Mr. Collins' curriculum is and how he teaches. But also, Mr. Collins' office hours are free.
Yeah, although his office hours can get really crowded, so it's hard to get your questions in.
I think it's like better to find an in-person tutor, not someone from across the country. And like, especially if you have some kind of test coming up, I guess, like, low-key you're not really a rat for canceling in the middle. I mean, get your money back, girl.
Yeah, I don't think you're the rat either.
I don't think you're the rat either, but I really hope that you get an A in AP Chem for you.
Although grades aren't everything, so we should remember that even if you don't get an A, grades do not define you. So no matter what happens, just
love yourself.
Love yourself.
So that's it for today's confession. Thank you for listening in on our first episode of Am I the Rat?
We've been your hosts. I'm Kiki.
I'm Salem.
And I'm Yan Chen.
Please stay looking forward to our next confessional.